Sarah Choi, a junior at Bartlett High School, was only 10 years old when she got her first caffeine fix.
When your parents drink it, usually they're having espresso and it tastes really good, so you get in the habit of wanting some. And then once you get old enough to like start going out by yourself, you get coffee because you're like, ooh, I'm old enough now.
Coffee, which until recently was usually perceived as an adult-only beverage, is a growing fad among today's teenagers. With a Starbucks, Colati Brothers, or coffee cart on nearly every corner, it's no surprise that coffee intake among teens nationwide has increased by more than 25% in the last 2 years, according to a survey by NPD, a New York-based marketing research company. This upward trend is partly due to the proliferation of specialty coffee drinks. It used to be that coffee consumers had two choices, whether to buy regular or decaf, and whether to add milk or sugar. Now, the list of available coffee drinks fills entire handwritten chalkboards at coffee shops. Lattes, mochas, frappuccinos, espressos, flavorings, whipped cream, tall, grande, venti, light, and numerous house drinks concocted by the specific shop. The menu list on the Starbucks website has over 37 coffee drinks, with names like Conservation Columbia, Ethiopia Sadamo, and Komodo Dragon Blend. Michaela Guild, a senior at Diamond who works at a downtown shop called Chuffy's, says a good part of her two-week training period was learning how to make special drinks, but sometimes special orders are made by trial and error.
I had somebody come in one time and get, like, an orange. No, it wasn't orange. It was an apple and cinnamon. And, you know, it's like, yeah, you get an apple pie, but in coffee, it was just really, really weird. And then yesterday, I had a person who came in and wanted this thing that's called a cherry cheesecake, and I've never, ever heard of it in a drink before. And what it is it's almond and cherry and Irish cream and vanilla. And I never made it before, and the lady told me it was really good, and it was like, a lot of people come in and order really weird drinks, and it's like, you know, usually you get that kind of stuff, but not in a drink.
While these blended drinks generally have less caffeine than a standard cup of Joe, about 35 in a 12-ounce mocha compared to 375 in a 12-ounce coffee, they are higher in calories, sugar, and fat. A Starbucks venti coffee, about 24 fluid ounces, has only 15 calories without cream or sugar. On the other end, a venti caramel frappuccino blended coffee with whipped cream has 530 calories, the size of an average meal. And for those teens who do drink coffee or have numerous specialty drinks, caffeine is still a problem. It normally enters the bloodstream in about 15 minutes and can help people stay awake and alert for up to 3.5 hours. Nicole Johnson, a junior at Bartlett High School who used to drink a mocha a day, says she learned caffeine's addictive properties too late.
Like, when I first started drinking caffeine, I got this really good buzz out of it, and it woke me up in the morning, which is my main reason for drinking it. And then after a while, I just noticed I wasn't getting that buzz anymore, and so I'd have to drink more and more. And one day, I just stopped drinking it, just because I didn't want any that morning, and I was so exhausted, and I was, like, aching all over, and I knew that I was addicted right then.
Choi has also cut down on her caffeine intake.
Well, usually I drink about 2 to 3 cups a day, but then because my parents started getting on me about it stunting my growth, I had to decline that amount, so I had to go without caffeine for a while. But then we got our own espresso machine thing, so I drink it about every other day.
Another reason Choi cut down was because of the cost.
Coffee's expensive, especially like when you go to Barnes & Noble or something, because it's technically around 3-something, so rounded up to about $4. I remember my freshman year, I would go to Barnes & Noble's at least like 3 times a week, and I would get something there, so that's already like $12 right there. And then if you go out with friends to like Colati Brothers, something, that's like another $3 there. It takes almost like $20 out of every week's allowance to spend on caffeine.
With caffeine's addictive properties and the high cost, why have more and more teens started drinking coffee? As Choi explains, it has become the social thing to do.
It's like a fad.
Even those people who don't originally like coffee can become coffee addicts. Guild, the Chuffy's barista, had this experience after she started working there.
I used to not like coffee at all, but when I started working here, I started drinking like the blended Kona mocha, and it kind of got me into drinking coffee, and then so now, yeah, I like drinking, like, mochas and stuff.
Johnson, the Bartlett student who quit drinking mochas, said if she started drinking coffee again, she would now order something slightly different.
Definitely decaf, because it's so much safer and you don't get addicted and you get the same kind of like warm, full feeling out of it too.
With only 3 to 4 milligrams of caffeine in a decaf coffee compared to 375 in a regular, decaf really is healthier. But for some people, that would defeat the purpose. Caffeine really is a drug of choice for many teens. For At Me, I'm Jessica Walters.